Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today, we are all about our Monday movie classics. And today is a real deal classic. It's all about Cleopatra. That's right, the 1963 movie, the original Cleopatra with the nun. No one better than one and only Elizabeth Taylor, Academy Award winner Elizabeth Taylor. This movie, y'all, is epic. It is epic. The visuals is epic. Okay? I'm saying that because I even learned about this film in film school, okay? And what I learned about it is not what I truly discovered about it on my own via my history teacher. Now, it's certain things I learned about the budget and everything concerning Cleopatra, where it was made, and all of those wonderful things. But man, it's something when you really get into film yourself. You're no longer just a student. You're actually producing. You're actually writing. You're actually in it to win it. It's a different level. And today we're going to talk about levels. It's levels to this thing. And Cleopatra Memphis Studios here is all about education for the arts. So when we talk about what all these wonderful movies that we get to see for Monday Movie Classics, is for a reason. Now, Cleopatra, the 1963 movie won Academy Award for Best Production Design. And if you don't know, you don't have a movie unless you have a movie to set it in. There are so many people that go to film school and only want to be a director or want to be the director and actor, and that's it. But it is so vital for you to understand the inner workings of the production design. My professor was adamant about that. And what's so funny is my professor is actually the production design leader, the production head for Coming to America. And I see so many elements of this movie in that. The Academy, they won an Academy Award for Costume Design, Best Award for Cinematography. They won Academy Award for Best Cinematography, Academy Award for Best Visual Effects, and then Rex Harrison, one of the actors, he won National Board of Review Award for Best Actor in 1963. Now, this film was like, you know, it was epic in its day. Think about that. That was 1963 when they were making this film. Okay, that's 1963. They got the awards in 1964. All these amazing Oscar winners for the work they did. Who was the nominees were Best Picture, Walter Wagner, Rex Harrison, James Corcoran, Fred Hines for Best Sound, Best Film Editing, Dorothy Spencer, and Best Music Score with Alex North. And then they had a Golden Globe in 1964 for Best Motion Picture Drama. Joseph L. McInerney, Rex Harrison, and Supporting Actor for Best Actor, Best Director, Joseph L. McInerney, Best Actor, Drama, Rex Harrison, Best Supporting Actor, Roddy McDowall, and another one was the American Cinema Editors nominee, Dorothy Spencer. Miss Dorothy Spencer is, you know, we all know she's legendary. And the Golden Trailer Awards nominee, they have that for Most Innovative Advertising or Brand Product. Okay, they won a Grammy Award. This is an original score, people, from this movie for a motion picture and television show. Now, they got other awards as well. But think about this, and we're just gonna talk about the music right now. When you hear the introduction to Cleopatra Mitzi Studios, that is original. That is not just out there. That is what we have on our film score, and it makes a difference. Music moves viewers. Music moves everyone, and it makes everybody come together. It is something about music and how it's set to a film. And this film was so visually stunning that you couldn't help but pay attention to what you had there. It was visually beautiful. And if you had a flat screen, at least 40 inch and above to watch this film, it would do it no justice, because how everything was set and the costume design, my goodness. And one of my favorite scenes was when, and this, you know, it was something to build on, was when Cleopatra was in her dressing quarters, in her room, and they had all these wigs that they were, and she was painting on the heads for the wigs, the eyes, and her when her maintenance came in and got busted for some unsavory acts sent by her brother, I believe, the king. Now, how just that scene alone, man, we could talk about for hours. We could talk about that for hours. So I'm going to suggest you all watch this film. It is a very, very long film, and you can see this film on YouTube. And because you can see it on YouTube, you can rewind, you can rent it, you can buy it, you can do whatever you want, and get a collection of wonderful movies via YouTube if you don't have other things to do that by. But this is epic when it comes to a classic movie collection. We even had it in our history lessons, and we teach it here at Cleopatra Memphis Studios. Since her name is Cleopatra, hello. So to come out with a movie that has a different color cast, I think is going to be in the works. The next thing we've seen that is even remotely like that, where everybody was black in this, something like this when it comes to that time, was Remember the Time by Michael Jackson. And I remember everybody running home to, it was on a Sunday. I'll never forget it when it viewed and it aired. It was on a Sunday because I remember at church and they were fussing at us because we weren't thinking about anything at church. And we were only thinking about seeing Michael Jackson and the film, and his musical film, Remember the Time. So that is in essence with that in modern day, where it was all black cast. And some of the black people that you've seen in Cleopatra, I was like, oh my God, who are you? They were beautiful. They were epically beautiful. So from Coming to America to Remember the Time with Michael Jackson, you have to give props to this film because of that. And the amazing Elizabeth Taylor. To pull off a Cleopatra role, that got to be part of your personality. And how she lived her life, honey, that's who she is. And if you think about it, what happens? I mean, think about it. What happens when you start to live your life the way you want, regardless of who wants it? Okay? Who wants it to happen? What happens when you do that? Are you pulling a Cleopatra today? I think all black women are pulling a Cleopatra today because of how this election turned out. Oh, yeah, I ain't going to stop saying nothing about that. Black women did. We did that. And it's all about owning your own power and living the life you want the way you want, like Cleopatra did. Yes. Who you are will shine through. It will come through. And what you are, who you are, will come through in your films, people. That's why casting is totally important when it comes to your film. It is major. It is major. You can't have someone that doesn't have the Cleopatra attitude and lifestyle, per se, and they not exude that on camera. It has to be in them. Like if you were casting for Eartha Kitt. Come on now. Couldn't be someone who, it couldn't be some regular, you know, it got to be somebody that, hey, that we could see her even in real life as, you know, Eartha Kitt. Some strong women. Cleopatra was a strong one. So, I mean, the casting was well thought out. I even seen the character. He's played Archie Bunker. I was like, why are you in this? I mean, it was so many epic actors in this. So it wasn't even funny. And think they some of them later on in life worked with Michael Jackson, if you think about it. You know, Thriller. That's all I got to say. But it is something to learn from the scenes to the dialogue to the costumes to productions to set design to cinematography to scores. This is a film to learn from. Okay, if you don't think so, you are blind. That's why they won so many Academy Awards. Okay, epic is nothing less than epic. So if you have any opinions or any questions about Cleopatra 1963 with Elizabeth Taylor and Rex Harrison on it, Academy Award winners, let us know. Call in at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That let you know that everything you do literally matters. The reason why I'm saying that, even today, what did you do when you got up in the morning? Did you think about your film? Did you think about making something for online? And also, how did you prepare yourself? Like, it's 10 a.m. and you know what? I could have got up, y'all, and looked crazy this morning, but you wash your face, you brush your teeth, I put on my beautiful head wraps with my beautiful red lipstick from the Cleopatra Memphis line, and I have my beautiful setup for my studio with my mirror right here, letting people know, hello, I'm right here. Hello. My Metro red lipstick on, and I feel good. I feel like who I really am. Sometimes you have to look it before you be it, and if you be in it, you better look like it, okay? And we're all about that here at Cleopatra Memphis Studios. We have some new stuff coming out soon. Can't wait for you to be a part of it. I lip the play so you can give your lover the kisses that they deserve. And look absolutely Elizabeth Taylor worthy on screen. Even Halle Berry-ish if you like it. That's what we're all about here. I can't wait for you to see more. Can't wait for you all to do more. We have some wonderful people being a part of Cleopatra Music Studios. I'm so thankful for you all. So in the meantime, in between time, until next time, I want you to do what? Be great.